3-1, 3-1.
And the Depot Deli. The bus leaves Gray Larry, Fox
are you
on
getting
the hour
this
on
31?
The half hour.
Plugged right?
Catch that bus Larry at the bus yes. stop over by the traffic 31. And safety tent near the dance check, pavilion. Check, check. And a reminder, we have our very own radio station right here on the hill, so you never have to miss a beat from the main stage. Tune in to 90.7 to listen live from your campus.
30.
And this will be the course also 30. For up-to-date 30. Information check, direct check, from the main check, stage, check, including check, traffic check. Flags, updates, 1, 2, 3, and weather 1, 2. Warnings. So be sure to tune in to 90.7 FM. We'll take a quick pause here and then introduce our next band, all the way from Alaska. Are you applauding because they're from Alaska or because you're also from Alaska? Anybody here from Alaska? Wow! That was a long trip. We're glad you're here.
What say?
The gains on the KSM-32s all set the same as.
Watch yourself.
Go ahead.
1, 2, there you are. There you go. Check, check. It wasn't rolled off either. Check, check. That should be better. Check.
Nice set. Larry set?
You set, Larry?
This talented 20-something quintet from Alaska has toured extensively in the United States, Canada, and Ireland, playing concerts and festivals like Wintergrass, Chilliwack, Rocky Grass, and Telluride, and now Gray Fox. In fact, in 2001, their career skyrocketed after winning the Telluride Bluegrass Festival band competition. Barefoot followed up their debut album release, Only Time Knows, with Back Home, produced by Grammy Award-winning producer Todd Phillips. Their latest CD, Follow Me, also produced by Phillips, was released in 2006. They also happen to love to teach kids how to play bluegrass music. All the way from Alaska, ladies and gentlemen, Barefoot!
It's as sweet as raspberry wine. He can't carry me back in time from the rivers of Damascus. Kisses sweeter than molasses.
Right on, let those waves.
Didn't your daddy teach you right? Don't go and break his heart tonight. Didn't your daddy teach you right? Go on home, go on home. I see that sparkle in your eye. You're up to no good, girl, I'm alive. It ain't none of my business what you do. Just go on home, go on home.
Salutations, everybody. Hey, this is really cool. We've never been to this festival before, and I can tell already we've never been to this state before. We're just coming off of another little festival that we just did, Grassroots, and when we boogied on over here today, and just got in about an hour ago. Man, this place is beautiful. Hey, we're from Anchorage, Alaska. That's right, way up north there. No, we don't live in the igloos or anything like that, but we do play bluegrass, which is unheard of, I know. Well, we're gonna do some tunes. I'm gonna shut up here. We're gonna do a little old time tune.
Since we're at a bluegrass festival, we figured we might as well play one old time song, right?
Old time is not a crime, people. Here's a tune called "Say, Darling, Say."
Thank you.
We're going to do the title track off of Annalisa's most recent CD. This is called Either Way.
I would love to give this to you now, but have you done to me? Do you know that I am bound, but your spell has set me free, made a sinner out of me? Either way, I am in love. I would run to you, but you would walk to me. I could lie, but I will tell the truth. Either way, I'm wrong. Either way, you are gone. Either way, I am in love.
Shine, shine, shine.
Wiseman tune, and since he's not here, we decided to play it. Mike's going to do a song that he wrote for you called Fish Trap Joe. And it's about this guy who guards the fish traps. Fish traps are like little fishing machines, I guess would be the easy way to explain this to you guys, to catch the fish. And sometimes there would be fish pirates that they'd come steal the fish.
Oh.
And so this was the guy that guarded the fish trap. So this is the story of the guy that guarded the fish trap.
While on the subject of fish, I'm a big advocate of Pacific salmon. Just like to put that out there. Maybe it comes with being Alaskan, I don't know. Well, this one's called Fish Trap Joe, and like Kate was saying, it's about fish and fishing. And I should mention, though, every Alaskan worth their salt thought it was their civic duty to rob all the fish they could out of the fish traps, because the fish traps were owned by people in Washington State. And Alaska was still a territory at that time. I'm sorry about that. We're talking ancient history here, before you were born.
I'll tell you the story of a man named Fish Trap Joe. Fishing northern waters was a dream he'd always known. So he packed his bags and headed for the frontier of the north. To fish the cold and stormy seas where fate couldn't run its course. Fish Trap Joe, the man from Tennessee. Trap with his 44 to keep the robbers from his loot. But then one night they came in a skiff with salmon on their mind. They shot him down, they took his fish and towed his boat behind. They threw his body in a cave and set his boat adrift. They left him there with his 44 still around his hip. The sheriff found the drifting boat and thought that Joe had drowned. And the robbers, well, they got away, for his bones had not been found. Bones, bones, bones are all I see. They're all that's left of Fish Trap Joe, the man from Tennessee. Fish again. Tide, it was low. And they found him there with his 44, where he died so long ago. Bones, bones, bones are all I see. They're all that's left of Fish Trap Joe, the man from Tennessee. They're all that's left of Fish Trap Joe's murder long ago.
Struggle to the death for you seems to be the answer to your prayers. But girl, there's something in his eyes, poison that he can't disguise. If I were you, get on out of there.
Little bird, don't build your nest in his hands. Little bird, fly away.
Favorite with the folks you meet, they come to hear a song from far and wide. You're tempted by that diamond ring, sure enough he'll clip your wings soon as you can stand to be his bride.
Oh, little bird, don't build your nest in his hands. Little bird, fly away.
Fears will come undone, possibly all could turn out bright. But to thine own self be true, or you ever say I do, that can make it hard to sleep at night.
Little bird, don't build your nest in his hand. Little bird, fly away while you can. Oh, little bird, don't build. build your nest in his hands. Little bird, little bird, little bird, fly away while you can.
Having a great time playing for you up here today. It's so nice to be out on a day that's sunny but not too hot. We sort of feel at home in this kind of weather here. Thank you for bringing it for us. We'd like to tell you about a couple things. First of all, we've traveled a long way with our CDs. We've been doing songs off of all three of our CDs, and we'd like to show them to you. We're going to be at the CD tent, and we'd like to talk to you about Alaska. If you're interested in going, we can tell you lots of different stories and whatnot.
We have a workshop called Meet the Alaskans at 2.
Yeah, come on over.
I'm getting a massage first.
Mama say no,
no.
Daddy don't you
say yes,
I ain't
never gonna wear a white dress.
Mama say no,
no.
Daddy don't you
say yes,
I ain't
never gonna wear a white dress.
Mama say no,
no. Daddy don't you say yes,
she ain't
never gonna wear a white dress.
Thank you very much.
We're going to do one last song for you. This one's called Follow Me. It's the title track to our new album. All right, here we go.
from the great state of Alaska, a long way away. You've been listening to the music of Barefoot.
Thank you very much. It's nice to come all this way and have such a warm reception on such a beautiful day. We're going to introduce everybody real quick. We have Angela Odine over there on the fiddle, Jason Norris on the mandolin, Annalisa Tornfeld also on the fiddle, Kate Hamry on the bass, and I'm Mike Mickelson, and this song is called Won't Be Long.
Baby, here I am. Down by the railroad track, I'm waiting for my baby. He's coming back, coming back to me on the 503. And it won't be long now. No, no, it won't be long. I've been so lonesome since he's been gone. That's why I know when the whistle blows that it won't be long now. No, no, it won't be long. My man, he told me when he said goodbye, I'll be back, baby. See how happy I am. My man is coming home. Here I am, down by the railroad track. I am waiting for my baby. He's coming back to me on the 503. And it won't be long. No, no. We'll be right back.
Barefoot. Are there times in Alaska when you can actually walk barefoot? The mucklucks, no. Okay, now listen, if you want to see them again, they have to run right across the field because at 2 o'clock, like an hour from now, all the way from Alaska, barefoot will be at the Masters stage starting at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock also in the dance pavilion, it'll be the green cards. And as we mentioned earlier, at 2 o'clock there's a banjo basic. Unfortunately, we will not be able to have former bluegrass boy Bill Keith help out, but Chris Pandolfi and Noam Pikelny will conduct the banjo workshop at 2 o'clock at the Grassroots tent. For the kids at 2:15, Magic with Tom Lilly and Beowulf, the wonderful.
Hello. All right. That sounds pretty good. You guys here to meet the Alaskans?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, as far as introductions go, we probably should do that first so you kind of know who you're getting into and what you're getting in for. Being from Alaska, there's a great storytelling tradition, so we might tell some stories throughout the little show here. I'm just going to introduce us down the line so you can kind of know who the platform is. Mr. Jason Norris over here on the mandolin. Angela Odine on the fiddle. Nate Cameron on the bass. This is an old Hank Williams number. It's called My Bucket's Got a Hole in It.
So here we are. Any questions?
Hey, now that you've met us, I would like to meet y'all. Who here is from actual New York, New York?
New York City.
See, well, we don't even know how to say it. New York City is what he meant. How about the East Coast? Let's broaden it a little bit. East Coasters? West Coasters? Middle? Anywhere else? Oklahoma? That's the middle, right? Okay, we're going to open this up to questions, but there's three things. We don't live in igloos. We don't have polar bears where we live, up in the northern part. And, yes, it is sunny in the summer and dark in the winter. Okay? Any other questions are okay. Yeah?
My good buddy said to say hi. Who was up in the last.
Who's your good buddy?
Rick Casillo.
Cool.
Tell
him hi for
us. Yeah, Rick, I said hello. For those of you that don't know, Alaska has a population of 626,000 as of the 2000 census. So it's a pretty small state, and the musical community up there is really small, and we know all the different musicians, more or less. One of us usually knows them, and I think that's why we have the style that we do, is because there aren't enough people from any one genre to have a music festival dedicated to bluegrass all the time, or whatever. So we just sort of kind of fuse all these different things together.
A hodgepodge.
A hodgepodge, yes. Jason is
my question in the back.
Actually, not
Denali. Yes, it was changed from McKinley back to its native Alaskan name, which is Denali, which means the great one.
I had a dog named that once.
Since 99, that would make it almost 8 years. Late 99.
We went to music camps in Alaska when we were youngsters, and after a few years of music camps, we kind of got put together as the Cordova Music Camp Band, where I'm from. We had no idea that we would ever be playing at Great Lakes.
Thank you.
Joe. This question is about Fish Trap Joe. Well, I grew up 10 miles out of the town of Cordova, Alaska. I'll do a little map here real quick. Us Alaskans, we come prepared with maps. Sager, do you want to show everybody a map? She's also from my hometown of Cordova, Alaska. She was mentioning this is our gang sign. But anyway, I'm from this part of Alaska right here. And on that 10-mile boat trip to school that I took every morning in an 18-foot open skiff, sometimes the tide would be low. And because of that, we would have to anchor the boat out. And the boat might be too far sometimes, so we'd have to wait. And my mom, especially when I was a little kid, would take me kind of around this corner into this waterfall. And behind the waterfall, there was this cave back there. And she told me the story. And basically, my two neighbors, when they were like 13 and 14, they were kind of delinquents, and they were trying to find a place to smoke cigarettes. And so they found this dry cave on a rainy day, and they found a coconut in there. And so they went home, got a cardboard box, and carefully brought the box back to their house and started putting the coconut together in the middle of their living room floor. And their mom said, "Boys, that's not a coconut." And they went back and found this guy's rifle, and they found the rest of his skeleton. He basically had been murdered 40 years before because he'd been watching this fist trap. And that's how the song came about. It's totally a true story. Yeah, so it was a skull. It had hair on it. It just kind of looked like a coconut. Any other questions that might be a little happier in nature? Yes. Yes, it is true that I went to school 10 miles by boat every day. My mom was an amazing woman. Do we tour in the Southwest? Yeah, we've toured a little bit in the Southwest. Played in New Mexico and Southern California. If you can call that the Southwest. Yeah, we've been in kind of Texas. No, we've not been in Southwest. Any other questions?
Oh, yeah, we'll be in California.
Yes. The ladies. You want to do that? I'm just going to step back and let the ladies run the show.
Ladies and Jason, we want to make sure everybody's not confused.
I was in Nashville, Tennessee for the first time last year,
the year before.
I think it was last year. No, 2 years ago. And I saw a woman, her name is Abigail Washburn. Mm-hmm. I was totally floored, blown away. And then I was listening to a band called King Wilkie. Mm-hmm. Well, they're a dangerous combination. So, and then I wanted to copy Nick, who's the fiddle player. He was playing some fiddle, and so I tried to copy what he was doing, and I wrote a song.
is we all can play a variety of instruments, but we can't all play all of them very well, so we can sort of rotate. But Jason's a great fiddle player too, and he can play guitar. Who else has a question that they would like to ask? One of us or all of us? Play something? All right.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You said there's a small music community in Alaska. Are there a lot of venues to play in Alaska? Where do you gig out?
I mean, there's not a ton of places to play. Mostly, I mean, we just play with each other. There's a major folk festival in Alaska. It's called the Alaska Folk Festival. Who would have thought? It's in Juneau, Alaska, and all the musicians come down, and Jason and I basically grew up down there. There's this old brothel from the turn of the century called the Alaskan Hotel, and all the bluegrass musicians and old-time musicians kind of hang out in there.
It's no longer a brothel. May I add that?
That is an important fact. There's actually quite a few venues around the state, but if you really want to bring music to people, you kind of got to get out of Anchorage. For some reason, Anchorage, it just doesn't really fly very well in Anchorage. It's more fun to go to places like Fairbanks and Girdwood and, like I say, Juneau and Homer and even rural Alaska, where people are a little more hearty and there's more spirit, and then people really get into it. It's really fun.
The farthest you've traveled in Alaska for a gig?
The farthest I've traveled in Alaska for a gig is to Nome. I went up there for the Iditarod, or not to participate in the Iditarod. My dad's actually the chief pilot for the Iditarod Air Force, so. And we should mention the Iditarod, for those of you that are not familiar with it, is an 1,100-mile dog race from either Anchorage to Nome. Dog sled race. Sorry. Anyways, I went up there with another group of friends of mine, and I played in a bluegrass band up there, and for 8 days straight, we just partied like it was the Wild West and played music every night in all the different bars and stuff in town. And the mayor herself said that we brought the party back to Iditarod, which is saying something, because Iditarod is known for its celebration. You know, it's a huge event up there, so Nome would be the first.
Well, we're going to play another song. Angela, would you like to be country radio?
Sure.
This is a song that we did on our second CD in Tocqueville Blues. And actually, when we were doing a take of it, I was playing my guitar break, and there was actually thunder and lightning that was going on. So I was taking my guitar solo on this song about country rain, and there was this,
There's also a lot of Darth Vader breathing on his guitar solo.
Thank you.
6 at a time, and then people kind of switch, and then we do a different configuration of those 5 or 6, and it's interesting. Who else?
Musically, who would be your biggest influence?
Yes, right there.
I want to ask Jason, what was your influence on Thiele? That's what I want to know.
My influence on Thiele was very little. His influence on me was very great. There was one from somewhere back here, yeah.
Musically, who was your biggest influence?
Musically, who was our biggest influence? I think each one of us would have a completely different answer because since we went to music camps and were the music camp band, we came from completely different musical backgrounds. When we started, Annalisa had no idea who Bill Monroe was or what bluegrass was. She just didn't know, you know? And she's from a classical tradition, and I really don't know.
Conversely, we didn't know who Fiona Apple was.
So yeah, we've each kind of shared our influences with other people. I can speak for only myself on this one, but like people like Doc Watson and The Seldom Scene, and lots of like kind of Western music, like The Sons of the Pioneers and Sons of the San Joaquin and Riders of the Sky. Anybody else?
Mandolin heroes I always had were, and still do to this day, range everywhere from Bill Monroe and Mike Compton and Ricky Skaggs and, you know, real traditional pickers like that, and then, you know, on into the,
is this better?
Okay.
Bill Monroe, Ricky Skaggs, and Mike Compton, on into the progressive stuff like Mike Marshall and Chris Thiele and Sam Bush and David Grisman. Yeah, so I really have respect for about anybody who plays the mandolin. My best advice for anybody who ever wanted to learn how to play was, whether they be novice or advanced, they can teach you something. So just be open to lessons from anybody, you know, even if it's learning what not to do.
You've heard a couple of our musical influences. We're gonna show you some more of our musical influences in this next song. This is an old Flatten Scruggs number, and we sort of changed it around, and it doesn't sound like it did when they played it. It's called I'd Rather Be Alone.
Have
are we going to get to hear me sing? Well, this is one we don't usually do, but we did it yesterday, and I think we had so much fun that we're going to do it for you again today. It's Blue Yodel number 3. To somebody, to a racer that you know is going to pass you very quickly. And we've done over 60 of them. We sort of stopped counting after that, so we're not really sure. We've been doing them.
We did 13 in 4 months last summer.
All over Alaska and the rest of the United States.
Did you guys bring CDs with you?
We do have CDs with us. That is a good question. We'll those are at the CD tent if anybody is interested. Yeah, thank you for asking.
Probably do that one of these days.
I don't know.
My buddy Nate
Montgomery
up there.
Yeah, I know Nate real well. Wow, there's a lot of good friends of friends around here. Alaska's small, that happens a lot.
Okay, here's Molly and Timber. 1, 2, 3.
Run, Molly, run. Run, Molly, run. Timber's gonna be to the bright shining sun. To the bright shining sun. Big horns, poor shaggy mane. Give her old brown the big west. Beat the Memphis train. Well, beat the Memphis train.
Beat the Memphis train.
Well, I'm California, on that she bleeds. Back to old Kentucky, got big long leaves. Got big long leaves. Big long leaves. That train coming, she come round the curve. The old Timber's crying, straighten every nerve. Straighten every nerve, straighten every nerve. Copper, 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 my son. Old Timber's right on, little Timber's run. Little Timber's run, old little Timber's run. Always beating on timbers, clear out of sight, clear out of sight, clear out of two beginning guitar classes, so that's two, sometimes 3 hours a day,
And that is the Music Camper's absolute favorite song.
Is it?
Again.
That's again.
Three E minors times three classes times 5 days a week times 13 camps. That's a lot of E minor chords. And then we've been doing them for so long that, you know, this is the first year I think we took it out. So 4 years of that.
Well, don't
worry. Present kind of worth it.
Anybody besides our booking agent, don't be afraid.
See, that's our technique. We just keep asking for requests until we find one we like.
All right, this is a rowdy old Gretelin tune. You guys like Gretelin?
Yeah.
Started listening to her last year. Alright, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Well, you've been making your brags around town, but you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. Oh, and that's what you look like to me. What I see is a pity. You better shut your face and stay out of my way. You don't want to go to this city. Well, if you don't want to go to this city, then you better need to run my town. I'll grab you by the hair of the head and lift you off of the ground. I ain't saying my baby's the same, cause he ain't mad, he won't cat around with the kitty. I'm here to tell you down, lay off my man. Go to too cute or witty, you better move your feet if you don't want to eat a man's coffee soon.
Midway, make sure you do stop by and say hello. I'm sure they'd love to see you stop by.